This song has been entered at the Eurovision Song Contest. 180 million people watch this event, and for the first time, it's being broadcast live in the U.S. The show is in Stockholm. Andrew Jones is there to answer this question.
Maybe you wonder, what is this wonderful Eurovision Song Contest thing?
If you like pyrotechnics, Cypriot rock songs, or Hungarian heartthrobs, Eurovision is the song contest for you.
We've had 2 songs with sign language and 3 in a made-up tongue.
Previous winners have included everyone from ABBA and Celine Dion to a bearded Austrian drag queen. Countries from across Europe and beyond each submit a song. Viewers then vote on the live performances. 2 semifinals were held here in Stockholm this week leading up to the final on Saturday, and you can feel and see the excitement in the host city. I'm walking through the Eurovision Village. It's a park in central Stockholm which has been transformed into a hotbed of all things Eurovision. There's a concert stage, a children's choir just performed. There are restaurants and merchandise stands, corporate sponsors, and even a pop-up branch of the ABBA Museum. And there are lots of fans proudly supporting their countries.
I'm Luke Davis.
And so Luke, describe for me what you're wearing.
Well, it's a Union Jack suit.
I asked an Irish man in a green suit covered with shamrocks what Americans can expect from Eurovision.
I just think it's just a spectacular show. Like, as a show, as a spectacle, it's incredible.
As for the music itself, Eurovision songs can best be described as cheesy pop music. Take the Russian entry. One of this year's favorites. Other strong contenders include Ukraine, France, and Sweden. Officially, Eurovision is non-political. This year's theme is Come Together, but conflicts from the non-musical world often spill into the contest. The Ukrainian entry is a song called 1944.
When strangers are coming, they come to your house, they kill you all and say, we're not guilty.
The song is about the forced deportation of Tatars from Crimea in 1944, a topic that might not immediately make you think, inspiration for a pop song. Critics say it's a very thinly veiled shot at Russia over its recent annexation of Crimea. Now, politics playing out on a glitzy stage is nothing new for European viewers of Eurovision. Now, Americans can get it on the spectacle.
Music is a language that we all know how to speak.
For NPR News, I'm Andrew Jones in Stockholm.